Today we have a truly inspiring guest who wears many hats. She's a model, a makeup artist, an entrepreneur, and an advocate for those living with vitiligo. She's made waves in the fashion industry, has become a housemate on Big Brother Mzansi. She continues to use her platform for positive changes. I'm very excited to introduce our guest today, Yolanda. How are you, my love?
I am well. Well.
You look gorgeous.
Well, Nagtula. Thank you so much.
It's so lovely to have you today.
Thank you.
Tell us about your journey. You've collaborated with big names like BMW and have been the face of billboards all over South Africa. That's a big deal. How do you maintain your authenticity and stay grounded while working with major brands? Because your brand is clean. Like, you don't have a messy brand. How do you
really
maintain that?
Yeah. I'm so happy you said that.
You have a clean brand. No, for real, for real.
Thank you.
Yeah, how do you maintain that?
I don't know. Hey, I don't really, like, do it. It's not something that I do it knowing that I'm doing that.
Okay.
I think it's just something that it's in me in terms of authenticity.
Authenticity, yes.
Danko.
Yeah, boy.
That one. In terms of, I think I'm just a normal, real person.
Yeah.
I've always been this person.
Yeah.
And I've always wished that people can see the person that I am besides what I have.
Absolutely.
Outside. Yes. So, yeah, I just live my life and just, yeah. Like, honestly, I don't have a schedule or plan or I do have a plan,
of
but
course.
I don't have, like, this is what I'm doing for me to get here.
Yeah.
I just do.
That's realistic.
So thank goodness.
Yeah, it's working. It's definitely working. And you advocate for vitiligo. Am I saying it right?
I think.
Wait, am I pronouncing it right?
Vitiligo.
Vitiligo.
No, there's so many.
Oh, yeah, it's
the way I it's say vitiligo, easy. Some say vitiligo. You know?
Ah, girl,
some say.
I'm not rolling my tongue like that.
know,
so that is a significant part of who you are. Can you share your journey with vitiligo and how it has shaped your path, both personally and professionally?
Yo, vitiligo, it's something that I didn't apply to have, eh?
Sure.
Like, it's something that I never thought ever in my life I would ever have.
Yeah.
Because it started 2013, and I think I was 20-something.
Wow.
23 or 20-something there.
Yeah.
Like, I lived my life having a normal skin, like, one color.
Yes.
And then, boom, it's black and white.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
So, it was a huge shock for me, and it was not easy. Mm. I didn't really want it. I didn't really accept it immediately. Like, I had problems and I always wanted to try something to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I tried your honey. Apparently when you apply honey,
sure,
they said it will go away. It never went away. Still remained.
Wow.
And then, you know, and then I started applying makeup on it from 2013.
Yeah.
I would wear, like, long sleeves, scarves, because it started on my neck.
Yeah.
Or pole neck or bottleneck. Or
yeah.
Whatever neck they call it, those ones.
Mm.
Even if it's 300 degrees outside, like, I'll be wearing that throughout because I didn't have confidence. I didn't want people to know that I have it.
Yeah.
I felt like they'll think I'm sick. You know, they'll just maybe won't want to associate themselves with me.
Yeah.
And then I started following Winnie Harlow's journey. Oh my gosh, I love Winnie Harlow. Everyone that knows
that.
Me knows that I love her so much.
And she recognized you on the socials.
Yes!
I saw that.
Oh, guys, the way I jumped.
I saw you were so happy.
Ooh, you don't know what I did behind the scenes.
What did you do?
No, I was jumping like.
What were you doing?
It just felt like she's here.
Yeah.
You know, she's replying, looking at me.
Representation is everything.
I was blown away.
Why do you love her?
So I started following her journey back then when I was trying to figure it out and trying to check who has it. And,
makes
and,
sense.
And she was also coming up. She was not like big like she is now. She was still, you know. And then boom, I used to watch America's Next Top Model.
Yeah.
But I watched the actual, the ones that were like not the.
It wasn't as inclusive as it is now. Because I remember it back then. You wouldn't find someone that you can identify with.
A lot of people were
hiding
it, like me.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
a lot of people were hiding it, and it was very, like, it was very hard. Like, you never felt like anyone can come out and, you know.
Yeah.
But when I saw her on socials, I saw her on Instagram, I saw her on Facebook. Actually, I was very much active on Facebook at that time, and I saw her on the show, Tyra Banks,
America's Next Top Model.
But it was the the catch up, I'll say catch up.
Oh,
not the actual show. Yes, because
I
watched it very late. And I think she, I don't know if she went there twice or once.
Oh, wow.
But she didn't win. But after that as well, like her life just boom.
It changed,
And then I started following her journey. I realized that when she was young, there were some story where she used to play with these kids and they stopped playing with her because they felt like she would give them that.
Yo, and kids will isolate you.
Yeah. And then at school also, they would call her. That's why I started calling. So I was like, yeah, cowgirl.
Move.
Like, yeah, no. Yeah, and then after that, I was like, you know what? If this person can go through all of that.
Yeah.
And they are here.
Yeah, in public
what
even.
What about me?
Girl.
Let's take this and run. And I looked here in South Africa as well. I found Sported.
Yeah.
You know, Sported. We do Melo Sported.
Yeah.
And she was also doing well.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Ebana, I can why do this. Am I hiding?
Of course.
Started cutting my hair. I cut my hair 2019. It took me 7 years, I think, to accept my vitiligo.
Yo.
So when a person says, I can't accept it or whatever, I'm struggling, I really understand.
Yeah.
Because it's difficult.
It's difficult.
Like, you need to, you yourself and you,
yeah,
accept it. That's the only way.
I think that's an interesting point, because I was actually going to ask, what message do you have for people that are actually in the process of just accepting themselves? And I think you've just perfectly explained it. Like, obviously, people's journeys of acceptance are not the same, etc. And would you say your love for makeup started there?
Actually, my love for makeup started in retail. I was working in retail.
Sales.
Sales, yes. Yeah. And I was working in cosmetics. I was selling fragrances. So you had to look the part.
The parts, yeah.
Yeah. And then I started applying makeup. I loved makeup from retail, actually.
Yeah.
And then when it started, I could do makeup and then just hit it. I was like, okay, let's just put this, put that, and then poof, we have one color.
Yeah.
And then life continues. Wow. So I wouldn't say my love for makeup started there. My love for makeup started when I was working in retail and I was so interested in learning different eyeshadow colors and playing, and I didn't have to buy them.
Yeah, of course.
They were testers.
And I have these.
You know, so, and I was using proper things from there. So I just go there and I apply.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think so my love for makeup started in retail when I was working in retail.
Amazing. Amazing. Yeah. And you are a doll. It makes sense.
Am I?
Girl, look at you.
Bobby girl.
Look at you. Also, Big Brother, you are so brave.
Yeah.
And you are memorable.
The story of
Tell
Big
us
Brother.
About that.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
You are a Big Brother.
Like, what sparked that interest? Didn't you think at home, Bazotini?
Like,
you know.
And the weird part or the funny part about Big Brother, I never watched Big Brother.
Yeah.
Literally, I didn't know what was happening, what I'm getting myself into.
Yeah.
I just knew that the camera is always going to be on me.
It's rolling.
And people are going to be watching.
Yeah.
And I started watching some clips after I've sent my audition and I was accepted. I was like, okay. And then I started trying to see what actually happened.
Yeah.
So there's a girl in my old complex where I used to stay.
Mm-hmm.
She loves Big Brother. And she was my friend. And every time I go there, she was watching Titans at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, like, you have a very bubbly personality. You can actually do well in Big Brother. Apply next year. And I'm like, really? She's like, yeah, it's 2 million.
Imagine.
It's 2 million. Yo. And you're probably going to be recognized. So because I was doing modeling.
Yes.
And I always wanted to do modeling full time. And not really like, because I finished all my sick leaves at work.
Mm.
And my annual leave, because I had to go here, do this, do that. And it was very difficult.
Yeah.
And I really saw myself doing well in modeling.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, this is going to be a very good platform for people to see me,
100%.
You know, in terms of modeling and stuff like that. Let me go to just, I actually thought I was going to be there for like 2 weeks.
Really?
Oh, one. Because of my God. I was like, I don't think they're going to like me. My friend even told me, he was like, Oga, I call him Oga.
Yeah.
So he was like, you know what, Oga, when you get there, don't fight with anyone. Just be quiet the whole 2 weeks, at least 2 weeks. Right, people are going to see you.
That must have been a struggle for you.
Ah, Washem. I fought first day, first night, arrived. I was already fighting with ghosts. That day.
Sure.
And I went to bed. I'm like, you know what, Yolanda, you can only be yourself in this house. It's really not going to help you to try and be whatever. Just live your life. If you leave, you left. If you stay, you are staying.
It's an experience.
And I was shocked to every day. And I thought it was my work, because I used to work at Outsurance. And there's a lot of people at Outsurance. And I told them that, hey, I'm going to this, you know, like my close people to track. So I know that if Outsurance people see me, so in my head, I'm like, yo, my job, they're really voting for me. And then I come out, I'm like, whoo. It was not the way I'm tired.
Like, people loved you, girl. What do you mean?
I really thought Outsurance was the one voting for me every day. I'm like, honestly, like, I was thinking my job only.
Yeah.
They were the ones actually saving me. Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So did I really answer the question?
Oh, you did.
After that, I applied and then I got accepted and I was in the house.
Yeah.
And yeah,
the rest is history.
The rest is history. I'm there, and then boom.
But what did you learn about yourself that's like unexpected? Because it's complete strangers in a house. You know, you're forced to get along. Some people you don't get along with because...
Yo, I've learned a lot about myself, actually. I never thought I would stay in the house with anyone. Like, I really cannot share anything.
Are you a loner?
I'm a... Like, yo. And people don't really believe that. Yeah. I am a loner.
You're so loud. It's not believable.
I'm a loner and I'm quiet.
Is it?
If I'm not at work, I'm alone at home with my dog. I have a dog now.
Oh, wow.
At least I have a dog now. Thank you, 85.
Something.
You know? So I never thought I would stay in the house with that many people.
Yeah.
And really stay.
Different backgrounds. Like that. Yeah.
If I put my food in the fridge, they eat it. Yeah. That was torture. So I learned, besides the fact that I can stay with people now.
Yeah.
I've learned skills that I never thought I had. I remember they gave us dangarees. Is it dangaree?
Utelela, yes.
Yeah. And then they were like, no, create something there.
Yeah.
I created a nice skirt and a bob tube thing.
Nice.
Oh my gosh, it was hot.
Yeah.
They laughed at me when I was busy creating it and when I was wearing it.
You rocked it.
It landed. Of course. It was
gorgeous. You're a model, so you can even wear a plastic bag.
I didn't even know that I could do that.
Yeah.
There were so many games and... things that Big Brother made us do that really removed you from your comfort zone.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people need that house.
Yeah.
Really, it makes you know your capabilities, what you can do
as a person. Yeah.
It does.
Yeah, that's interesting.
You. I never thought I'd wake up every day and go to gym.
Yeah.
I did. Literally.
Wow.
Every single day for 8 weeks.
Wow.
I stopped.
Are you serious?
Myself also.
Wow.
And also, what else? Like, be creative about anything. Like, come up with a play.
Yeah.
Do this. I didn't really think I could act properly.
Yeah.
I was acting in that house. I was dancing in that house.
Wow.
I was a designer. You know?
Jack of all trades.
You know, I was actually even an artist. I was doing paintings and yeah.
That's fine.
That house made me realize that, you know what? Sky's the limit.
Literally.
And you can literally do anything if you put your mind and heart in it.
To it.
Don't really like limit yourself. Like I don't think there's anything to stop anyone, Jay, in life.
I like that. I like that because even for me as a person, I juggle a lot of things. And I feel like the beauty of life is that you can be so many things in one lifetime. So in terms of, let's shift to like a business perspective.
Mm.
You're a businesswoman, even though you don't want to call yourself an entrepreneur. But you are doing things, you work for yourself. So in terms of your business and the whole Big Brother experience and everything else that you've done, sales, modeling, looking at you today, what are you applying in terms of what you're doing now?
Yo, I think I'm applying. You see, my sales experience, thank God that I did work in retail.
When sales is a life skill.
I was working there, I hated my job. Like, oh my gosh, I have to go to work on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But I used to sell... I'm just going to call it Chanel fragrances.
Yeah.
And Chanel, it's very expensive.
100%.
I had to make sure, because I was selling Chanel and there were other brands there that were very affordable.
Yeah.
Someone would come, they always use this brand and the brand is like, maybe for example, 900.
Yeah.
I'm selling 2,000. That time it was 2.6 actually for 100 mil.
Sure.
You come, you want to buy your 900 fragrance.
Yeah.
I had to make sure that I move you from 900
to 2,000.
To 2,000.
That is a skill.
Like, I maybe like 1 month in 12 months that I probably didn't make target.
Yeah.
I literally made target almost every month.
Crazy.
And there's no way I'm going to talk to you and tell you that you must buy Chanel. You are there to buy. You would literally buy whatever that I am selling to you. And I just learned the skill along the way. And that skill, I even have it now.
It's a life skill.
I'm applying it.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
I feel like if you have that skill, you can do anything.
100%.
And a lot of people look at that job and they feel like, oh, you work in retail. Sham. Yeah. You can be anything after that.
After
experience.
That's so true. You I like that.
Because it really helps you to learn to be, my name is also perseverance.
Oh.
Like Mukonderi means perseverance.
Oh, wow.
So you will stay and persevere on anything in that environment.
Yeah.
Long hours. I mean, from 9 o'clock when you enter,
like you're standing.
You are standing.
Yeah.
Till 6 when you knock off, you are standing.
I know retail. Your
client is gonna come to you and you greet them. Hi, ma'am. How are you? They're like, I don't want to talk to anyone now.
Yeah.
And then you have to go back to whatever station, wait for them when they cool down, and they call. Actually, I'm looking for. You must come back and smile again after someone just switched you.
Mm.
Your normal day, you'll probably be like, okay, now you want me to help you. But you can't do that day.
You can't. So you learn everything. You even learn people. I think that's another thing that actually helped me in the Big Brother house.
Yeah.
Because I could read people. And I learned that in retail. Because when you walk in, I have to make sure that I can move you from 900 or from 500 to 2.6. By looking at you. It doesn't matter what you're wearing. I don't really look at the fact that you're wearing an expensive thing.
Yeah.
There was something that I would look for, and whatever that I see and
what
I come to
that
you.
What is that though?
That's... I don't know. Like, there was just this presence that a person, you probably wearing flip flops, ne?
Okay.
I knew you had man.
Yeah.
Somewhere, somehow, something was going to tell me that, okay, this person can afford.
That's quite interesting.
So I could tell everyone's behavior in the house.
Ah.
And they thought I was a muloi.
I saw that a few times on Twitter.
Yeah, but it's because of retail also. Like, I would look at a person and realize that, okay, this one is a snake.
Sure.
This is a snake and
but
I'm
then
a
it's hard to trust the Muto. That's like you, Yolanda.
Why not? I think you can trust me.
Really?
I'm a very trustworthy person.
Really?
Why won't you trust me though?
Because you just read too much in a person.
Like, I remember Mac Jr. said that. He was like, Yolanda, if she knows your button, she starts working.
Yeah.
Like
manipulative, yo.
No, I don't read and manipulate though.
Okay,
read
that's
and
good.
Understand.
That's good.
And then know how to move with you.
Okay.
That is why I don't hold grudges or I don't fight with people, because as long as I know you.
Yeah.
Or I can see where you're going.
Yeah.
Or what you want in my life.
Yeah.
I can live with you. But if I can't see you, I stay very far away from you because I don't want surprises.
Usile. Usile. Also, congratulations on your award. I mean, the previous award, South African Social Media Awards.
Yeah.
That must have been exciting.
Yeah.
How was that?
And
you nominated again.
Again?
Yeah.
For what?
You nominated again. How do you not know?
No. For what? For the social dominance.
Yeah.
No, yes. You know what happened? So I got an email to come to the nomination announcements.
Yeah.
And I was actually doing something at the time and I couldn't attend.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ish, I can't attend. Sharp, I didn't attend. And then later on after that, I realized they sent me an email.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking because they invited me and I couldn't go, maybe they're just sending me an email. Because some events when they invite you and you don't go, they send you like, what happened? I don't know. Yeah. So I'm just going through it and I'm like, okay, let me check who got nominated. I'm seeing people that are nominated. I'm like, nice, okay. Boom, my name is there. Huh? I was shocked.
Surprise, surprise.
I was shocked. Social media dominance of the year.
That's heavy.
Yeah. Like, I actually.
What do you mean?
Like, I actually looked at it and I'm like, wait, is this my name?
Yeah.
I sent it to so many people. I'm like, is that my name? And they're like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, you guys must start voting. They must start voting. Konje, what is it? It's SASMA.
Yes, SASMA.
115-448.
Say it again.
50.
Okay.
Okay. So to vote. To vote for me, whoever's listening.
Yeah.
Please, you need to SMS SASMA, which is SASMA.
Yeah.
115-248-50.
Nice. Thank
you.
Got it.
Yes. So I was very excited. And I was like, oh my gosh, people see me. Growing up, people didn't see me. People thought, she's very naughty. She's this, she's that.
Yeah.
There was always that thing that was covering what the person that I am.
Yes.
And even when I was in the house, I every time, every Sunday when they call us in the diary room about how do you feel you might go home today, because I was always nominated.
Yeah.
You know, to go home.
Yeah.
I always... Big brother.
Hey, wait.
I was like, big brother, I am happy, you know.
The anxiety though, don't you get anxious?
No.
Yeah.
I think anxiety is English for me. I never really
I like
get
that.
It.
I get you.
I honestly don't really get, like,
I
really
get you.
Don't get those things. I don't know. Maybe they are there. I just don't notice. I don't know.
Yeah.
But
I like
not
that.
Not really. I would just see them like, you know, big brother, now I'm happy. Even if anything happens,
yeah,
it's been 6 weeks now.
Mm.
And people have been saving me. It means they see me.
100%.
So I've always wanted people to see the person that I am.
Yes.
And I've accomplished that.
Nice.
Even nominations, like I'm like,
mission accomplished.
They nominated me.
Of course they know you.
I was jumping up and down. I was jumping up and down. The day I saw you, I sent everyone and I'm like, is that my name? They're like, yeah. And I'm like, is that my... The people are like, is your name? How do you spell your name? I'm like, Joanna. It's even my surname. Like, I remember watching...
But Monya is easy to spell.
Yeah, but I just didn't believe it's my name.
Oh, get you.
I thought
you.
Maybe it's someone else that has
the same name.
Yeah, like I had, like I asked so many people for confirmation that it's you. Stop it. I remember growing up, I was watching Zahara.
Yeah.
Loliwe.
Yes.
And then she got nominated for so many things.
Yeah.
And she took all of those awards.
She scooped, eh?
I think my dad was still alive that time. Was he? Was it 2009 or 2008?
It's a while ago. We're still young.
It's a while ago, yeah. I think I was watching it with my dad, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or someone. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But she took
I think
all
it was 2012.
Awards. Hey, my dad was already passed. Because my dad passed on 2009. So it was not my dad.
Yeah, it was around 2012.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, but I was watching those awards with someone and I was like, wow. Like, I just felt like I saw myself walking there to collect.
Visualizing your higher self.
That's
look at you.
In my head, I'm like, wow. Release a hit. So
well, you got another hit, a different hit. So
yeah, this is like a dream come true. I always saw myself working.
Oh, know, that's beautiful.
Receiving an award, but for what, guys? I don't know why.
For being yourself. Look at the grace. It's grace.
So this is like yo, guys.
Yeah, it's
please
wild.
Vote.
Give me an emoji. Emoji to just describe everything that you just said.
Did you watch the movie Emoji?
Not really.
It's cartoons.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yes, so but I haven't watched
it. There's like an emoji that they create that can do all the emoji signs.
Ah.
So cry, smile, that one.
Interesting.
We just don't have it.
Yeah.
But it's there in the movie. That boy sends that emoji to the girl that he likes.
Yeah.
And that emoji just express how the boy feels in just one emoji, and there's all feelings and expressions and everything there.
That's interesting.
I don't know how to, I don't want to pick one.
You should create
all of them. Yeah, they should create that emoji.
You should.
Yeah, Mark Zuckerberg will allow
me. You were just telling me this guy is not deliberate. So?
Mark Zuckerberg, I have an idea. Hey, that is my idea.
Exactly. Don't steal it.
No, I found it in a movie.
It's in your head. It's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, the emoji that can actually like show all the expressions.
Yeah.
That one.
That's relatable.
From
pretty cool. That's really
you
cool.
You guys watched it.
I must go watch it.
Yeah,
actually.
You must. You
I must watch it.
It has all of the signs, all of them.
Sure.
So that emoji is how I feel.
Nah, I'm taking that. Girl, you juggle so much. Like, you're so full of life. Your career is busy.
Mm.
You have a personal life as well. How do you manage to like keep it together?
Yeah, I feel like I don't see it as a job.
Yeah.
So that's why I just like I feel like I managed to like keep like, everything together.
Yeah.
Because I don't really see it like I'm working.
We working.
Like it's a work.
That's passion.
If I get something, I go and I do it. I come back home.
Pfft. Yeah.
Even if I have to go 6 a.m. and then come back 6 a.m., I don't really feel like oh work.
Yeah.
I just stay at home and rest the day that I'm not working.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I do a lot of things. I do emceeing.
Yeah.
I do speaker. I'm a speaker.
Shout out. Book her.
And I'm a social media content creator.
100%. Ooh. Pella, that's what we know you for.
Hey,
apart from TV. So.
In my head, I'm like, hey, content creator. Girl. Did you ever thought in
did
your
you?
Entire life?
Imagine.
No, I never. Like, I used to think content was very difficult.
Yeah, we overthink it.
I always thought, like, there's no way I'm ever going to get to this level of these other people in social media. But I care.
No, girl. Like, you have no idea how much you inspire us. Like,
really?
No, dude. Like, don't even take it lightly. Like, what advice would you give, like, someone, let's say someone like us, you know, on the come up, let's say I'm a creator online and I've got, like, 1,000-something followers. How do I navigate? Like, what advice would you give me?
I'm going to sing you this song.
Yeah.
Konje, what? Oh. Qinisela.
Oh.
Ungalahlithemba.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's yonke into inexesha layo.
Amen.
Yes. That is the advice I'd give you.
Oh,
everything
that's beautiful.
Has its own time.
100%.
Literally.
100%.
Under the earth, everything has its own time. There's time for everything. When it's your time, take
it's
it and
time.
Run.
Oh, man, this is beautiful.
So when your time comes, you take it and you run.
Yeah.
Don't relax.
Absolutely.
Oh, when that time arrives, you take it with two hands and you run.
Yeah.
Everyone, time and chances. I read Bible a lot.
Yeah.
Ecclesiastes 3, it talks about time. Time
yes,
for everything.
I love that
so there's
scripture.
Time for everything under the
under
sun.
Under the sun.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But when you're, so the important part of the whole thing is, what do you do when it's your time?
Yeah.
What do you do with it? So you need to make sure that when it arrives, it doesn't miss you. So when it's there, you catch it, you hold it with two hands, you run.
That's so profound, because people always pray for breakthrough, and when it comes, you mishandle.
Yeah.
You mishandle.
It's the same as what's happening with Big Brother and Big Brother fame.
Okay.
I'll put it that way.
Yeah.
A lot of people allow it to sit in their heads.
In their heads.
They're like, oh, I'm famous now. Everyone know me. Yeah. Hop, hop, hop. And you have a big head unnecessary.
Yeah.
You need to remember where you come
where
from.
Where you come from.
And you need to remember that you went there and you got that is a huge platform.
Yeah.
Like, I would advise anyone to go if you really want to build something
100%
huge.
Yeah.
Because it's a really huge, huge, huge platform that can really put you in places. And then when you have it, you need to know how to navigate.
Yeah.
Because you can't come out now and want to have a huge head. You feel like you are, who's the famous person? Michael Jackson. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
Michael Jackson's level.
Yeah.
And then now people can't touch you. Now you can't, you know, you need to also remember who you are, the people that were there with you. Those are genuine people.
Yeah.
And then surround yourself with the right energy and right people and, you know,
yeah.
And just make sure that you continue to remember it's work. It's not fame. It's work.
I love
for you to stay wherever you work. That's it. You can't just sit and relax and feel like, hey, they will carry me everywhere I go.
Never.
No! You need to work!
Yeah.
And then you continue. That's why I'm saying, when your time arrives, you grab it with two hands and you run.
I really love that. It's very profound. I feel like we can just close this conversation from here.
Demotivational speak.
No, I truly, truly love that. I truly love it. Like, I feel like you've said so much, and that's just the end. But I'd like you to have some closing remarks before we end our conversation.
Okay. What am I gonna say? Closing remarks. In closing,
yeah,
believe in yourself.
Yes. Absolutely. I mean, she may be laughing, but absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
It is. No, it's very difficult for a lot of people to just believe that they deserve the things that they're having.
Yeah.
I mean, if they nominated you, it means you deserve it.
You're worthy.
You know, you need to also believe it. It must, you yourself must tell yourself that actually I deserve this.
Yeah.
And you must believe. It's very important to believe in yourself.
Mm.
No one else can do it for you. If you look in a mirror and you feel like you're ugly, everyone's going to see ugly.
Sure.
I promise you. But if you look in the mirror and you see a beautiful person and you tell yourself, everyone will see it. Whatever that you tell yourself, people see it outside.
So funny.
If you're like, you're not confident, they see it.
Yeah.
If you're confident, you don't even have to say anything. Oh, Yolanda, you're so confident. I don't really go around saying I'm confident.
No.
They see it because it's
your
within.
Energy, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So believe in yourself. In closing, believe in yourself.
Girl, you're a star.
Thank you
so much, Yolanda, for joining us today and sharing your incredible journey. Truly, it is incredible. And I just love your energy, like your passion, your resilience, your authenticity. It's inspiring. Like, you've spoken to me. Like, I'm here. I thought I was just having an interview, and I feel like you just spoke to my heart. Like,
really?
You know, like, thank you so, so much. And if you want to listen to this podcast, it is available on Spotify, Yono FM, Apple Podcast. Do not forget to like, follow, and subscribe so you don't miss on any upcoming episodes. Until next time, keep chasing your dreams and embracing your entrepreneurial spirit. Ciao, ciao. Oh,